This episode is brought to you by Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cadcast and get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
Believe it's not butter. Can't believe it's not better.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CadCast episode number 621. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's just as likely to open a hotel chain as Atari, Wombat.
Yeah, but my hotel won't have speaker hats. So,
right, I mean, come on, they're not really going to open up a hotel chain.
That's I don't know. It's not that they're going to open up a hotel chain. It's that someone wants to open a hotel chain.
Why?
And bought the rights to use the name Atari in their hotel chain.
I got it. I read the thing. Hi, Shipwreck, yeah, by the way.
That makes sense.
Sure.
In somebody's mind, that makes sense.
They got paid $600,000, and I guess they're getting some more than
I think
that later.
What you do, if you could put one of those hotels near Nintendo, like the theme park, You might have something there.
You never know. They opened up a Cartoon Network hotel next to Dutch Wonderland in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I was looking at that like 3 days ago.
Wait. Can you just for a moment describe for me the target market for the Atari hotel?
Who's the customer? Middle-aged men
who are taking their kids to Nintendo. Theme park?
There's a Nintendo theme park in Arizona?
No, there's not in Arizona. I didn't tell them to put it in Arizona. I told them to put it in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, well, but that's a good place.
But the kids don't give a shit. The kids don't give a shit about Atari. To them, it's just that speaker hat company.
That doesn't matter. You just put Atari on the outside, and then you like fill it with, you put all the Atari arcade games in there.
Get some gambling. Maybe some Atari video poker.
Wait, gambling?
Well, that's out.
It's not allowed, I don't think.
Why not? They have that on Long Island.
Oh, at Jake's 50 something.
Yeah, you just build an Atari one of those, and you make all the machines in there Atari themed, and whatever.
You need Indians.
You don't.
Of course you do. You think Jake's
Native Americans?
Sorry, Native Americans. I'm telling you, you can't just open up a hotel with gambling in it.
No, it has to be in the right zone. But
The Native American zone.
That Jake's isn't a reservation.
How do you know?
Because I know. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, was it? I don't know.
Yeah. There's also one in Queens.
Oh, I moved to Japan and I came back here and then we had a sort of a casino.
Yeah, there's
but it's not. They don't have tables and stuff, right?
No, it's all video. That's what I'm saying. Right, it's all video related.
Who's looking for that?
We have casinos.
That's where the Atari theme works.
You have real casinos with tables, table gaming?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I care. I find that very boring, but.
Oh.
That's not a selling point to me, but.
Okay. I'm trying to sell you on Ohio.
I'm coming.
I just haven't found. You are.
I watched a cooking show before we did this show. I watched a show that had a Cincinnati restaurant on it.
Well, that's as close as you'll get.
some Cincinnati steakhouse.
Ooh, we're off the hook.
Jeff Ruby's?
No, it was like Jimmy G's or something. Does that sound about right?
Jeff Ruby's?
No. The guy, it was a man's name and then a last initial. I'm sticking with Jimmy G's.
Howard Johnson's.
Okay. No, that would be Howard J's.
Oh.
Get it right.
Burger King.
Mm-hmm. So I take it you've never been there.
It doesn't ring a bell, but you might have the name so far off that I might not.
That is very true. Nope, Jimmy G's, Cincinnati, Ohio. Jimmy Gibson.
There's all of these places you see on these shows, and I think this is universal.
It closed. That's why.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
It closed in 2017.
So what show are you watching that's featuring restaurants that have been closed for 2 years?
It was on the Food Network.
What are you watching?
Right,
what
I was watching Burgers, Brews, and Q.
Oh.
Hosted by Michael Simon.
By the way, I saw that tweet that you put out today, that you retweeted of Kevin James eating 8 hamburgers.
Yeah, it was gross, right? It was gross.
It's so gross. Why would you show that to people?
Because it was because
not
went
you.
To
I'm not
All-American.
Blaming you. I'm not blaming you. I'm like saying if you're Kevin,
you are blaming it.
No. I'm saying it's like, if you're
I
Kevin James.
Do that.
If you're Kevin James, why do you film yourself eating 8 double cheeseburgers? Like, what's the message there?
I don't know.
I'm gluttonous. Here's a video. Yes.
Uh huh.
Was that Sid's All-American?
No, it's the All-American.
What's the All-American?
Jimmy G's All-American.
You really don't know what the All-American is?
No, I only know Sid's All-American.
Do you not even watch the Food Network?
You're an embarrassment to Long Island.
I've been to Sid's All-American. That's pretty good.
The All-American, it's on Merrick Road in Massapequa. It's been there for a billion years, and it's a little hamburger place.
I guess
they never changed the grease.
And the burgers are not very filling because you have to apparently eat 8 double cheeseburgers to
satisfy. You know, it's funny. I usually get a double cheeseburger and one is plenty for me. Like, I'll get a double cheeseburger for myself, a regular one for Elliot. I do recommend the strawberry shake. And that's it. And usually we split the shake. I don't even drink a whole shake. I share it. So, I don't know.
Right. Did you ever get any feedback on why he made that video?
No,
because I know you were tweeting at him. I saw.
Well, his last show, but that show was canceled, so I don't know why he's doing this now. But the last show he did, he played a cop in Massapequa. That was like his thing.
Eating a lot of cheeseburgers.
I guess I don't know.
Maybe he has to bulk up for a role.
Next time you come, you know, to visit me, which will be never because you don't like me.
After I visit Chip,
exactly.
We'll head over to
exactly. Even though you tend to be 3 minutes from my house.
Wombat, if you want to hang out, you're going to have to get into my ping pong lifestyle. Yeah. I'm afraid that's just...
I can't afford your ping pong lifestyle.
Ping pong lifestyle. Wait.
Which is my favorite Cake song, by the way.
Wait, excuse me. Well, you can't just say that for everything you don't want to do, that you can't afford it. That's not fair.
Well,
you tend to do that.
I can't afford anything.
A Coca-Cola subscription box...
Yes, I can afford $50 a year on ping pong. You got it. You got it. Nope. That's it. That's the budget. $50 a year.
I just guess my friendship isn't worth that much. Spending time with me isn't worth $50 a year.
Spending time with you're the one who's always around the corner for me and has never once said, "Hey,
but I'm
we're
playing
around
ping
the
pong."
Yeah, but what do you do when you're done playing ping pong? You could stop by, have a slice of coffee cake. Meet the dog.
Could do that.
I know, but you've never done that.
It's true. I haven't.
Hop right on the Wantaw to the southern state. It's literally 4 total exits, like on both highways. Two exits.
It's too expensive.
No tolls.
I'm just using your excuse.
I know.
Or you can come to Ohio and gamble in my basement. I got my Jet Set Radio slot machine set up this week.
The pachinko or the slot machine?
Yeah, you totally made me blank on what it is. It's a slotchinko or something.
Oh, it's
the
a combination?
Hell is a slotchinko? That sounds made up.
It's basically just a slot machine.
Sounds racist, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Right.
It's basically just a slot machine, but it has pachinko. Yeah. There's like one pachinko area on it.
No, there's no pachinko.
Oh, so what? Well, where's the confusion?
Because it's called something like that. A pachislo? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Take a picture.
Pachislo.
That's not a word.
Is it video game themed? Does it have a cool motif?
It's Jet Set Radio.
Oh, did you say that and I wasn't paying attention?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it plays the music and plays like the little guys dancing and everything up on a screen. I got it for $25 at a garage sale in my neighborhood.
I remember. It looked very substantial for $25.
It's fantastic.
That's
kids
a worthwhile $25 purchase.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, you could buy 2 of those. That would be your whole ping pong budget for the year.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. But I'd be happier.
You would? I love ping pong so much. I played today. And
really?
Let me tell you something.
We had no idea how you felt about ping pong. We thought you hated it.
I played today. I have this guy that I play all the time. I came down losing 2-0. I came back and I won the match. And then later I played a young man who was much better than me. but I got 8 points off him and I felt really good about it. And then the guy's coach came over to me and said, just so you know, you've made like such a huge improvement. He sees me there all the time. He's like, it's just like a huge, you've come a really long way. I just wanted to tell you that.
So was this in the city?
Yeah.
Okay. So approximately where are you? You're like what, in the 20s?
Spin is on 23rd and Park.
23rd and Park. Because I was on a place on 32nd and Broadway.
That's Macy's. You were at Macy's.
A little bit, two blocks over.
GameStop. You were at GameStop.
I was close to the GameStop. Yes. Catty corner from the GameStop.
Right.
There is a place called Bao.
This sounds like something completely not related to table tennis.
It isn't. I'm changing the subject because no one cares about table tennis. This is a fact.
We're going to get to the show feedback letters. And we're going to circle back around to this. I've strategically planted show feedback so to circumvent you trying to circumvent me.
I was talking about my thing, this place that I went to.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And I got the bubble tea called the Devil's Egg. And I think you should get one because I think you would like it.
Is that Gong Cha?
I don't know what that means.
The name of the bubble tea place?
No, Bao.
Oh.
B-I-A-O, I want to say?
I don't know. I only know Gong Cha.
It's got a giant lion head in it. So when you order your drink, they hand it to you through the giant lion head.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And this came in a giant plastic egg. Purple, sparkly egg. It was good.
Sent a picture of that to me. Yeah. And it was... Somehow the composition of the photo, it looked like four different photos put together. I couldn't tell. Oh, it was?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on over there. It was very difficult to figure. Did you see that picture, Schiff? Am I crazy?
I did.
Could you comprehend anything that was happening in that picture? I couldn't even tell if it was four different photos or
it was three different photos, and I was showing you the experience.
But it was one photo.
I figure one attachment is better than me sending three attachments because that's just it's large. It clogs up your phone. No one wants that.
But there was no perspective.
I could do it in one little thing.
I think you're
just an idiot.
No, I get what you're
going with that.
But Shipwreck said the same thing. He's not. Surely he's not an idiot.
He did not say that. He said, I totally understand what's going on here.
He said it was the perfect photograph.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody says it was the perfect photograph.
He's like,
Wombat can't afford more than one attack.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just want everybody to play ping pong. I think it's so good, and it could be helpful for everybody. That's all I want to say.
Come back around.
And I think everyone should try a devil's egg at least once in their life, because I don't think I would ever get another one. But
wait, what was in it? I'm sorry. I was still thinking about
it. It was like an iced coffee bubble tea. I guess not really a tea.
But why is it devil's egg? There's no egg in it?
No. Just milk and caramel, I think, was in it. Oh. It was good, though. Bubbles, the tapioca balls.
All right, what do you think about this for a business idea?
Sure.
It's a bubble tea place, but also a table tennis club. Maybe not like a lot of tables, but like three or four or six.
Bubble pong? Ping pong?
Don't worry about that. The name is immaterial. The name doesn't matter. The idea is...
There was a bubble tea place that was in and out in my neighborhood that came in and out in about 2 months. So I don't know if it's...
Too racist in your neighborhood, that's why.
I don't know. I'm surprised the ping pong place is still around.
I think they do pretty well on the weekends. Like the college
I hope they
kids,
do.
Maybe. I do too.
It's a bar as well.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
But when I go there on like a Sunday afternoon, it's not very crowded. But they get some birthday
crickets,
parties.
But then you get to go to Smoked Barn.
That place is fucking good. That's where we saw a CatCast fan.
Yes.
And then I ate a lot of meat.
That's a good combination. That sounds like a fun afternoon.
I can't believe your bubble tea place only lasted 2 months. You don't have really a lot of Asians living over there, right?
Yeah.
Some?
I mean, kind of.
I feel like, I don't know, man. I went to my town's Facebook page. I don't think I told you this. Did I tell you about the casual racism?
You did tell me about the casual racism on your town's Facebook page.
About the Korean restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't tell you this part because I found about this later. So anyway, there's a Korean restaurant opened up in our town, or actually moved. And everyone's talking about how good it is. And this is like a private town Facebook group. And you know, people want to support the local businesses because it's pretty hard to run like a local business these days. But you always get like these boomers who have to come in. And if anything is like foreign or not like lily white, they have to like the just the casual racism comes out. They just can't help it. So one of them made a comment that it looked like something that he found at the bottom of a garbage can or leftovers or both of those things. And then another guy made a comment that, you know, you could, the obvious comment. What's the obvious comment? If you're like 65-year-old racist, casual racist, and you hear that a Korean restaurant is opening in your town, what are you going to write on Facebook, Wombat?
I'm not going to say anything.
What?
I'm going to leave this to you. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying it's something that happened.
No, go ahead.
No, you make the obvious joke about about dogs in the neighborhood.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
Oh, you weren't? Okay. That's like because I mentioned that to my wife. I'm like, oh, I'm surprised that nobody made that lame joke. And then she's going, oh, no, somebody did. Look. So anyway.
And yes, that is the expected joke.
Right. Yeah, I'm not crazy. Don't gaslight me when I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't make fun of you.
No, I'm just saying, you can make fun of me. Just don't gaslight me.
I'll do whatever I want to you. Anyway, go on.
That was the point. I just got so angry. This is why I don't look at Facebook anymore. That's why I deleted the app off my phone. And then what I do is I reply, like I make my clever, what I think is my clever retort, and then I block everybody. Then so I never have to deal with them again. But then that's how I end it. That's it. It's over as far as I'm concerned. And then then I don't look at that group page for like a month. That's how I solved the problem.
My group page was very, this town page was not very kind this week about topical news. Mostly about the tragic accident that happened over the weekend.
Your town is so racist that they were celebrating that like somebody died at an
early age. Lots of jokes and memes, yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was my town, so good job.
So I got it better in that regard. Mm-hmm. At least I wouldn't even be able to look at that. Once I saw that, I'm leaving that
group. I wouldn't even repeat them, for example.
No, I know. How come you're in that group even? Why even do that to yourself?
You know, occasionally, it's like when I first joined, it wasn't like that. It was literally like, I need a plumber. Who's the plumber in town?
Right. That's what they're supposed to be. Or like, when is the road going to be fixed? Or why is there police over here?
So, but now there's like, there's another... Like, I live in a town within a town, which is, right. I know sounds weird, but the town within the town page is fine, but the main town page is, you don't want to be.
You're surrounded by racists, is what you're saying.
It's kind of.
Right. You're an island of progressives surrounded by racists. Racist boomers. It's tough out
boomers.
There.
They're not boomers.
Right. Sorry. It's even worse.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
All right. How about some show feedback?
Sure. I'll read the one that you put on there because I love feeling bad about myself.
No.
Let's go ahead and do this. One Star V2 has to say, Wombat, how is your health journey going in the new year? Have you tried weightlifting? I hate cardio and never see much result for it. So lifting weights and keeping track of the numbers going up always worked better for me. As someone who has suffered from depression their whole adult life, it seems helpful in that regard. Rooting for you and hope to hear some good news in the future. Well, the last like December for me was just a terrible month, and January, honestly, not much better. Kind of hitting rock bottom. So
time to pick up heavy stuff.
So a lot of what I wanted to do kind of had to take a back seat. So the plan is still the original plan from a few months ago, which is to just kill myself by eating and let my family collect the insurance money.
No,
so I'm on that train.
No, that's not.
So everyone's support.
You're misinterpreting the show feedback. I feel.
Nope, I'm pretty sure that's you put it on there to make me feel bad about myself. Because
he said rooting for you and hope to hear some good news.
You're not.
What are you talking about?
That's why you put it there.
What are you talking about? No, the guy suggested weightlifting. So
I'm not weightlifting.
But what? Why would you? You think I put that there to make you feel bad? I thought that was the guy wrote in with a suggestion. He thought it could help. Rather than keep it from you, I thought I would present it to you.
No, it's not helpful.
It's not. Sorry, one star. I know. I feel like your heart was in the right place, but Wombat says it's not helpful.
It's not his heart that's in the wrong place, Grinch.
Me? What did I do?
You're rude and you're mean.
One star. I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry that there's all this blowback in your direction, but it's, you know, he's having a rough time.
December was a really lousy month. Which is unfortunate. Things may be better. I'm hoping for February to be like a good month.
It's a new decade.
It's a new decade. There's things on the horizon in February. There are. The problem is I don't know what they are yet.
Weightlifting?
So we're going to put a pin in February and hope that things come around.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What I really like, honestly, is walking. I like the hikes. We just don't do it enough.
Right. Well, winter is tough. You can't really, that in the winter.
The preserve is, you know, the Massapequa Preserve, which is right by my house, there's a special area, and we found this trail. It's like maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles. That's a really nice trail that we could take the dog on. It's like half open trail, and half of it is like in the woods. And even in the winter, because we did it not last weekend, but the weekend before, it's still really nice.
Right. Well, it's only because there's global warming now, so you can actually walk outside in the winter. But normally,
you know what? I was doing that walk, you know, when my office was further away, I was still walking the 2 miles a day, even when it was like 10 below. That doesn't bother me so much.
In the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in the city, like, you're faced with the prospect of, like, being really uncomfortable in the subway or just walking and being uncomfortable, but at least, like, it's not going to smell bad and... You know, you have a little more space.
I think it was last February when we went on vacation as a family. We went for a hike and it was really cold and Sabrina was not having it. Elliot was fine, but Sabrina was not having it. And she just cried the whole time.
Right. Yeah. Got to stay warm.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I like it. I like a nice cold hike. I don't know. I need to get out more is what I'm saying.
Right. Bring some weights.
Yeah. Bring some strap some weights to my ankle. Maybe I'll find a lake I could jump in.
It's too cold.
Mm.
You want to drown in a warm lake, I feel.
That's true. Well, you know. You stay in a lake long enough that it'll get warm.
Right. All right. Move on to some more show feedback.
Shanola says, great show as always. GBD should absolutely invite the Wombats to play D&D. If they can convince Sabrina to join in, the boys will stop shrieking and giggling and start trying to impress the girl with their spells and bravery. It will ruin their friendships or greatly improve your game. I find that funny because it's probably accurate.
It's probably very accurate. I wish that item not getting stuck in the DM role now. I was thinking about that earlier.
You know, I would, if you invited me, I'd co-DM with you.
Co-DM? Why don't you just DM? Do you know how to do it?
I have never done it.
See, that's the problem.
I've been a player, but I've never been a DM. It doesn't mean I couldn't do it.
Right.
But, you know. But then I'd also have to be invited, which...
The problem is I don't even know when these guys are going to do it again. Because, you know, trying to put together, like, this kid's schedules, it's just, like, not possible.
I understand.
So, like, I'm not expecting these guys to come back. I just put the D&D books away, like...
Yeah, schedules are...
Right before the show, I just put all those books away. It would be cool. But, like, I'm so not comfortable DMing because I just really don't know the rules. And I'm fine with faking them. And I guess it really, to a certain extent, doesn't really matter. But
no, it doesn't matter.
I like to feel when I do something like that and like people are like sort of counting on you to entertain them.
Mm-hmm.
At least I like to feel comfortable and confident. And
I know that my kids have always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, but my wife has no interest. So that's sort of the, you know.
Same. Well, Mrs. Chibi had a little interest, but.
Yeah, it's probably the same as my wife. Like, it's more like an if I had to.
Right.
Yeah.
She'd rather go get a massage.
Yeah. My wife's going to a salt cave on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Nice. We have one of those.
She's going. It's not that close to you, I guess. Huntington is where
I've seen those around.
Yeah.
It sounds like a scam to me.
I'll let you know. I bought her a 5-pack. So
Of salt caves?
Salt cave, yeah. That's why I can't afford ping pong. I'm too busy buying salt caves.
Right, exactly. They should put a ping pong table inside the salt cave, and then you're getting exercise and the fake salt benefits.
I think the whole point is to not move for 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what... I thought the point was like the... I don't know. The salt is... It's all bullshit.
It is.
But I'd like to hear about it, though. Give us an update next time.
I will give you an update next week. I'm not going, but I'm sure I'll get an update that I could then pass on. So everyone likes a good secondhand update.
Is it considered bad form to lick the walls?
No.
Like if you have a pretzel and the salt has already fallen
Yeah, what they recommend is you bring a spoon because they don't want you to use a hard edge chisel.
Right.
Like you bring a spoon to chip salt off onto your French fries.
Right, because licking it would be
licking gross. They don't want you.
That's dumb. I don't know what I was thinking.
Seriously, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. I was just thinking about pretzels. I like those nice New York pretzels with the big salt.
Yep.
Penn Station pretzels. All right. Paranerd wrote in about if we wanted to talk about Kobe, but I don't know. People are pretty probably Kobe'd out.
And
Wombat already depressed us.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's
we
sad.
It is sad. Shipwreck, do you have any stories where you like met Kobe and he like did something great?
No.
No. Everybody seems to have one of those.
I don't know, like him being out there on the West Coast the whole time, I saw plenty of Kobe games, but at the same time, they were the late night games. So I never really like got to where I was like a super fan of Kobe or anything. Obviously, he was a great basketball player, and the whole situation is incredibly sad.
Right.
But, I never met Kobe. I don't even know that I saw Kobe play in person.
Well, what about as a helicopter engineer? Do you have any additional insight that you can add on?
Really?
I don't know. I haven't been following it all, so I don't know.
It seemed like it was just pilot error.
Right.
From what I hear. Which makes it even sadder.
Right. I was scared. I was on a helicopter and I was scared shitless. I don't know. Those things are scary.
In general, I would not get on a helicopter.
No. No, I think I'm good. Yeah.
Not to say that they aren't safe. It's just I don't know.
It's loud.
I don't have really a reason to even think about getting on one.
It's scary.
Now I understand why people in LA would use them, but
Oh, it's also a big tourism thing. That's what I did. Took 40th birthday present.
Yeah, no appeal to me for that, really.
No, me neither. It wasn't for me. My ass sweat a lot during that. But RIP Kobe. Anything else?
No.
Pretty much. All right. Good.
Mm-hmm.
How about some shopping news? Shipwreck, you had a Shipwreck really enjoyed this Twitter exchange that GameStop started. Was this yesterday or?
Yeah, I think it was just maybe 2 days ago.
27th. That's yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Okay. Yeah. Some Twitter user posted some pictures of what looks to be a concept GameStop store.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they are getting into a LAN type setup where there's places to come and play computer games and play with your friends. And they have like a birthday party area.
My favorite picture is the lonely birthday party, which is just a kid and his mom at an empty.
Right, I'm looking at that right now.
Well, he's got balloons.
Yeah.
Who's going to drink all this soda?
It's like one of those pictures where the mom posts, I invited all of his friends to his birthday and no one showed up. And then like the police come to his house the next day and let him ride in a fire truck or something.
Right.
That's the picture that they posted.
I'm pretty sure that
that's
his friends are the ones playing
it. I know. It doesn't mean I can't make jokes.
His friends are all trading in their games. While the cake is being served.
So interesting that GameStop's trying this. I can't imagine how you make that profitable.
Well, birthday parties.
Sure. I mean, there's places that do this to bring around trucks, right?
Yes, I've seen we have those.
And that's a business model, but
they're very popular in my neighborhood.
For the size company of what GameStop is, it just doesn't seem like that could sustain like a nationwide
thousands of these. You don't see thousands of GameStop birthday party experience. I mean, they're basically land centers and party. And it's like a little store. It looks like it's
a little store action going on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they're trying something, I guess, it's throwing something. Stuff at the wall. But beyond that, like just GameStop's media person responding to people in this thread.
Well, no, because see, GameStop tweeted out this. They retweeted this guy's photos who had the pictures of their concept store. Mm-hmm. And GameStop wrote, "Be careful tweeting pics like this. People might start to think we know what we're doing." And then, of course, everyone on Twitter decided to let them know that, no, we don't think you know what you're doing at all. And the whole even today, I'm looking through this like, yeah. It's a fail. They call that a fail, Shipwreck. The kids.
Yeah, I mean, some people were into it. I could see the appeal.
Tournaments. I think people get into tournaments. You can make money. Can they make money doing tournaments, or is that considered gambling?
It could be like a hyper regional esports venue.
Yeah, you just say, hey, every Saturday, every Sunday,
and you build
Saturday,
up to like a tournament, a bigger tournament.
Whatever, something like that. Sure.
Get in on that Fortnite craze. The kids like Fortnite.
It's really hard to monetize this.
I don't know. Yeah,
their scale, because I mean everybody has these local places like this. They come and go, right?
I mean, there isn't one around here, but
there is one.
You probably just don't know about it.
You don't know about it, but there certainly isn't one in a shopping mall per se that I know about. You know, like a major, like a serious shopping mall.
I'd say my closest GameStop is definitely not big enough, but.
Yeah, most of the ones around here would be in, they always go in the like strip malls that are kind of just hanging on.
Right. The sad they're strip not, malls?
Yeah, the sad strip malls is where these places live, because the rent for having a business that's not profitable can sustain that. Like it's a hobby. It's not really a profitable venture for shareholders to get behind.
Although my GameStop is in a very busy, very popular strip mall. So
don't brag.
I'm just saying. The Nassau
Mall. No, GameStops are. Oh, yeah. GameStops are in the that's what I'm saying. It's a shift for these land
totally.
Places. They're in the strip malls where
the Dollar Tree is.
Where the rent is.
Yeah, like half of the strip mall is probably not even vacated. Mm-hmm. Vacated?
No.
Opposite of it, vacated.
Right.
Acated.
Mm-hmm. What? Acated? Leased, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's good. Close. Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
You used to do that for a living. So.
Briefly. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't.
Tell us about the time you sold speakers to Michael Jackson.
I sold speakers? I didn't sell speakers. He came to rent our room and have a video conference and drink our water.
Whatever.
And it was too cold. It was bad for his voice.
Yep.
So I also saw that some people were saying they might be having retro stores as well.
Like what would be in a retro store?
Like old video games?
But they have old video games in the stores now, don't they?
No, they only have... like this generation and last.
Oh, okay. Because they got to make room for those Funko.
And probably Wii. They probably have Wii still.
Those Pops take up so much space.
Right.
And t-shirts. Yeah. Poor GameStop. I mean, yeah. They had a tweet today that said it's actually pronounced GameStop. I wonder if that got a better response than their think we know what we're doing.
GameStop, where the fun starts.
And some other shopping news. Yes. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and lets everybody know that there's the Doom collection is $20 at Best Buy, and it comes with a $10 mail-in rebate for Doom Eternal. And I believe Doom Eternal comes with a $10 reward certificate at Best Buy. So you can work some magic. Some mail light magic. Rebate. Yeah, mail-in rebate doesn't sound that exciting.
No, it does not.
When's the last time you did a mail-in rebate for something?
It's like I can picture myself doing it. And I'm trying to remember what it possibly could have been for.
A fax machine.
Something dumb, yeah. It could have been a computer. Like a Dell or a Gateway.
Right. So a long time ago. Menards still does this.
Yeah. Yeah, who like does? A Gateway computer.
Menards.
I don't know what that is.
It's a department store, isn't it?
It's a hardware store / little bit of a Walmart type of thing.
No?
I think the last time I did mail-in rebates was when there was, what was the name of that sign? Price Grabber?
Yeah.
Oh, when Price Grabber had all of those $5 rebates for every video game, and I was getting like, I don't know, like $300 a month in rebates. that was pretty good time until they figured out that was not a good idea.
Right. That there are people who would just keep sending these things in.
Right.
Right. That was like the early stages of internet deals before companies realized that, hey, we need a person to really think about these promotions before we put them out there. Because if there's a way that they can be exploited, they're definitely going
to
be exploited.
Right, this guy just keeps on sending stacks of rebate forms to us.
Oh, boy. All right. Now it's time for us to talk about feels. Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? You're not alone. Many people do. Some of us on this show. What is Feels? Feels is premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels says it naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Feels is easy to take. Just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue. It's so easy, I'm going to take Feels right now because it just sits by my keyboard. Waiting for me to use it. I'm almost out of it. I'm going to feel it. I'm here it goes. It's great. Are you supposed to leave it underneath your tongue?
New to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text messages to support your health guy.
I'm going
to
have more if you're going to read this for me. So there.
Your personal experience. Well, I didn't want you to read with your mouth full of Feels.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There is no high, hangover, or addiction. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any time. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cadcast, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/cadcast to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Thank you, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
It has gone sublingual. All right, let's move on. Thank you, Feels, first of all. Second of all, let's move on to new releases.
Sure.
Now, we're doing the show early this week, so we don't have our official list from Tech Dash Gaming, unless they put it up while we started the show. But we're going to use Metacritic and see how that goes.
That's a thing that could be useful.
I like maybe. It because it gives you the numbers right next to it. You don't have to travel anywhere. All the information is here.
So, Journey to the Savage Planet came out.
That actually looks pretty good.
It looks good, but then I was reading about it, and it sounded less good. Like they said that the gunplay was sort of and had some other issues, but it does look very colorful and interesting for a sci-fi game.
And it's co-op, which is interesting to me.
Oh,
that's always interesting to you,
right? So
right, yeah. If you found Farm Together interesting, this is gonna blow your fucking mind, I think. I think it says that on the back of the box.
If this is better than Farm Together, it's very good.
All right, high praise.
We'll see. What is this Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire?
I was
just an add-on?
I think so.
No, it's a sequel.
Is it like a full-on sequel?
That's what it says in this little paragraph here.
Why does it think there already was a Pillars of Eternity 2?
I don't know. There is Pillars of Eternity 2. That's a thing. This is Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire.
So this is a different game? I'm so confused.
I think, right? This is a sequel to Pillars of Eternity 2? Is that what's going on here?
How come we never heard of this?
I don't know. Maybe this isn't. Maybe this is just like it's coming out for PS4 or something. This is so confusing. Ooh. Using this Metacritic
version
of this. I don't believe anything that we're saying.
No, right. I know that Kentucky Route Zero came out for the Switch.
No, look, it came out. I'm looking on Wikipedia. It came out January 28th, which is today.
That is today.
And it says it's a sequel to 2015's Pillars of Eternity. Okay, it was released for Windows in May of 2018. And
that makes more sense.
Now it's on console.
That makes a lot more
sense. And it was announced with a crowdfunding campaign on Fig. Remember Fig? I mean, it's still there, I'm sure.
Yep.
So the Fig works.
I guess. Good for you.
We're on Metacritic, so it's got a good score, 87.
So does it play like the first one, or does it have a more modern feel? You don't know. Why am I asking you?
Right. We just heard about it right now. Yeah, I'm looking at a video of it. It's too loud.
I feel like this will be on Game Pass at some point.
You say that about everything.
No, it's Obsidian.
Oh. Oh. Whoa.
So
look at that. Yeah, I see it. Looks like one of those games. Okay, great. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got this week?
Hurry up. Route Zero on the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
That came out for PS4 as well.
Yeah, it's the console version of Kentucky Route Zero. I remember playing like the first episode of it and then forgetting to play it, but I remember
never
being
played
cool.
It. I don't really know anything about it. Seems like something I wouldn't like, but I hear people like it a lot. So
I
enjoy
agree
it.
With your, I think it's not for you.
That's fine. Not everything has to be for me, and I'm okay with that.
You can't afford it anyway.
No, I can't. I can't even afford socks. It's kind of sad.
Fuck. Have you tried, like, used Ziploc bags?
I just wear my old socks, but they're full of holes.
Ventilation.
Mm-hmm. Speed socks.
Yeah, socks. Mm-hmm. What else we have in new releases?
I don't know.
Socks? That might be it.
I think that is it. Yeah.
I don't see a whole lot here. I'm
Borderlands 3. Oh, no, that's old. I don't know how this Metacritic
works. There's not a lot coming out. Next week there's something decent coming out, but that's next week.
Right. Did you see the deal for Borderlands 3, Wombat?
Which deal?
I think it was Gamefly had it for $18.
Yeah, I saw that. I actually thought about it, but I feel like it'll be cheap. That means it'll probably hit $20 new soon, right? Not that it matters. I don't know. I thought about it. You know what it is? I got a $5 Best Buy rewards coupon because I bought a vacuum cleaner recently.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. So I'm like, I keep waiting for something like that to go on sale. I was looking for that to go on sale at Best Buy after I got my $5 and it hasn't again yet. Or for cheapy, the Call of Duties, which also hasn't gone on sale again yet. So, sort of a
bummer. I do play that every day.
I know. It's also back on sale digitally on the Xbox Live store, but yeah.
There's co-op missions in there that I haven't tried.
I don't have it.
If only there was a way we could work that out.
Yep.
Oh, well. Let's move on to news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Sure. The Rainbow's. I'm trying to think. I feel like there actually is Rainbow Six news, and I can't recall what it is.
Oh, yeah. They canceled it.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. No more Rainbow.
That's okay. I do have a Fortnite update, though. I did get that last skin. I played with some listeners over the weekend, and we had a really good time. I played with in the Discord channel Darkness and ODX. The three of us played together. There was some glitch where my headset wasn't working until close to the end. But once my headset was working, we came in second in squads. So that was pretty good.
Nice.
And we got me that, did that challenge. And now I have every available skin in this current season pass.
You're the man.
It was fun. It was, you know, I like having it. You know, because it was just sitting there staring at me going, you know, you don't have this one yet.
So that means you've finished the battle pass? Is that what you're saying?
I have everything. I've unlocked everything that's currently available in the battle pass. Wow. There's going to be at least two more challenge skins. But those haven't become available yet. You get a lot of skins in that.
What is it, 100 levels, right?
Yeah, but it's not 100 skins.
No, but I'm like 20 something in the Call of Duty one.
Yeah, I'm level 160 something.
That's crazy.
The guys I was playing with, they were like 300 and something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people like it. I do think you level up a lot faster though in Fortnite. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. Just waiting for those new challenges. It's so be at least two more skins.
I'm excited for you to complete all of your Fortnite challenges in a quick and expeditious manner.
Sure.
Have we talked about the Atari hotels? Mm-hmm. Do you think is that really going to happen?
I don't know. Anything can happen.
Is really actually going to be an Atari hotel built?
This is what I'll say. I'll say that we, like I mentioned earlier, we're looking at the Cartoon Network hotel to stay there because there's that week between school and between camp and school this summer. And it's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I was looking at it online. And my wife goes, does the hotel look nice? And I was looking at the pictures. And I'm pretty sure every picture is just a Photoshop.
Oh.
And that's a hotel that's supposed to be open. So.
Right. Here's my prediction. Because they say they're going to build them. Atari hotels are planned for Vegas, Denver, Chicago, Austin, Seattle, San Francisco, and San Jose, ranging from million to multi-million dollar projects, depending on the location. I don't know. I feel like they could make one of these. That in Phoenix. That seems like a spot where you could do it. And then when it fails, they're not going to make any more. That's my prediction. But I hope them all. I wish. Them,
what if it doesn't? What if it does well? I mean, you know, it doesn't.
Good. I hope it does. But who's looking for an Atari hotel?
It could
hotel?
Fail in spite of. It could succeed in spite of the Atari name.
I guess, sure.
You put in a water park in there, and
it's not gonna have a water park.
Make it like a Kalahari, but for video games.
Calamari.
Calamari. Kalahari.
Oh, I'd rather have calamari. Because I don't know what the other thing is.
You don't know what you should come with us.
We're I don't even know what May. It is. Why would I come with you? It could be like, I don't know, something.
Come with us to Kalahari in May. I'm inviting you along. Bring the family.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. Is it a place? Is it
it's a
restaurant?
It's a large indoor water park.
Oh, water parks.
Mm-hmm. You like water parks.
Do I have to shave my chest before I go?
You can.
By the way, all my hair grew back, and I can't go through that again. Mrs. Chibi's like, "Oh, you should shave your chest again." I'm like,
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
It's lettuce. I'm like, what if I like trim it down a little?
Right.
Just like certain areas, maybe, like not the whole thing, like leave the belly alone, maybe. I don't know. This is a very bad situation.
It might be better in the summer. Your skin won't be as itchy.
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, like winter's worse because you all the dry air.
Oh, shit. I need to look up. I've still got to look up that light treatment or something. I don't know. Or not. Or do nothing, which is good too.
I think nothing is just fine.
But I get these like
pimples.
If
you were meant to have a hairless chest, you would have been born with a hairless chest.
But I don't want to have these
pimples
in my
chest. You're supposed to respond with, I was born with a hairless chest.
Oh, right. How do you know? Maybe I wasn't. Maybe it's a sensitive issue. Maybe it's... All right, what else we got here? There's a rumor that EA is bringing back Knights of the Old Republic. But this is your time to shine. This is your section.
I think they should. They should bring back Knights of the Old Republic.
The rumor is that it's a reimagining of the first two games.
Sure, why not?
Like not a straight up remaster, but like a
remake. A
blend. Not, yeah, like a remake. But
it's basically the same game, but they've introduced loot boxes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that game
saying.
Came out so long ago. You know, they could do that and probably get away with it.
And a battle royale mode.
Yes, and a battle royale mode.
Turn-based battle royale.
So who's playing Children of Morta now?
Me.
Nice. How far are you? Because I beat the first boss.
You sound really disappointed when I said it was me.
I'm excited. I was asking a question. I finally beat the first boss.
Okay, I haven't.
Oh, see? So who do you have? Who you been using?
So first of all, I played it with Ty and Mrs. Chibi on separate occasions.
Nice.
I use John.
Okay.
That somebody, the guy with the shield.
That's just that's better. Shield guy.
Man.
Got
shield
it.
Guy and sword guy, and then I only have the archer and the. I just unlocked Kevin.
Okay, good. No, that's good. So here's my tip.
Yes.
For beating the first boss.
Yes.
You want to make sure that all three of those characters have made it to a level 4 to unlock the family skill. You want to unlock those three family skills.
Uh-huh.
And I recommend using Kevin, two blade boy. And that's how I beat the first boss.
Okay. So there you go. The game is really good. And I remember when this game was coming out, I looked at the screenshots and I thought it looked okay. But I really think that the screenshots don't do it justice at all. Like the game in motion.
It's a much better game in motion than the screenshots.
Yeah. And it just, I don't know, like the color pops more like when you're not looking at a screenshot or something. Because the game is really good looking, I feel.
Yep. I unlocked one additional character that you don't have. I got really close to beating the second boss. Was it last night or two nights ago? And I got so close that when I died, I was like, okay, I need to take a step away. So I'll probably play it in a day or two.
But you're going solo.
Yes, I am going solo.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I beat the first boss solo. So if I could do that, you could do that.
Well, it's a really good, I know we talked about it last week, but it's a really solid, I mean, it's sort of Diablo, sort of Baldur's Gate.
But you lose all your progress when you die.
Right, roguelike. But yet you don't lose all of it because you're still leveling, just like a typical roguelike.
And make sure you look for all the little side missions.
Yeah, it's really well done, it seems. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to be playing more of that Children of Morta.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we now? That's it?
That's it.
Oh, no, yeah. Torchlight spinoff. So I don't know if you remember.
Why is
but
this exciting?
Because we like Torchlight. It's like Diablo. We were talking about Diablo-like games.
I guess so.
Didn't you like Torchlight when it came out?
Sure.
So originally they were going to come out with a free-to-play Torchlight, and they decided to just make it a full-on premium game. And so it's going to be called Torchlight 3.
That sounds better for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, don't fuck with us. Just make it a normal game. And fuck with us a little.
So who's making it?
It's I don't know, the same people that made it before. What's it called?
Because
that other company went out of business. Right. It's the co-creator of the original Torchlight.
Games. Spelled
Max
E-C-H.
Schaefer. Max Schaefer Wombat.
Okay.
I think he sounds like he's one of the tribe. I think we can trust him.
You maybe you.
What's that?
I don't know.
Maybe me what?
Maybe you could trust him.
Oh, okay. You still don't trust him?
No.
Well, I like Torchlight, so looking forward to Torchlight 3.
Excellent.
Moving on. I saw this on... we're into the stadium. Welcome to the stadium, where apparently there hasn't been an update for 40 days or any new game announcement or anything for the Google Stadia. I saw this, our friend Ben Gilbert posted this Reddit thread on Twitter about, there's a very active Stadia community on Reddit. And some guy just made a post like, hey guys, it's been 40 days here. Things only been out for 69 days. and nobody's gonna say nice. We've gone 40 of those with no announcement, new game announcements, or releases, or really any type of community update.
Well, there was a community. The community manager for Stadia did reply to the person on Reddit.
Yes, he did. That was the that doesn't
that's
the update was. Yeah, we're taking notes of these complaints.
Yep.
Yes.
All the concerns you've brought to the table are completely valid, and I understand where your frustrations are coming from.
So reset that calendar. We're down to 0 days without an update.
While I don't have any product updates to share right at this second, I can promise you that I have and will be continuing to take your feedback and to the Stadium team. Thank you for your patience.
That's the worst response.
Like this...
He didn't even tease anything good happening.
If they planned this out right, like this should have been the time where they would have been dropping stuff. Like, because nothing else is happening right now.
Nope, that would be the perfect time. They're like, hey, nothing's going on over here. Look what we got over at the stadium.
They're waiting for E3. E3 is going to all come crashing down, like just everything. Like
they're going to have a concert with Eminem and Rihanna in the Staples Center.
Exclusive Billie Eilish game. I don't know. So Harry Potter, is that still popular?
Kids still like Harry Potter, right?
Sure. Harry Potter game. Harry Potter and the Vanishing Console. I don't know. So then I saw an article on Vice about, basically saying what we're all thinking, and that we all knew that anybody who bought a Stadia was basically paying to be in a beta test. Because literally, Microsoft was doing their beta test right alongside it and not charging for it. What a shit show, Wombat. How come Google can't make a product? Except a phone. I guess their phones are good. And the thermostat is good, I think. But not as good as the Echo Bee. Their doorbell isn't that good, right? Their cameras aren't that good. I don't know. Stick with that search engine and ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sweet spot.
Ads.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Nintendo. There's some crazy word here. I don't understand it.
No. What is that?
Piku Niku.
No.
What's that?
That's a game that I beat on the Switch.
That's very exciting.
It's a Devolver Digital game. It's good. It's a kind of similar art style to like something like Loco Roco.
And similar name as well.
Right. Exactly. It's a cute little platformer that's not overly difficult, but not boring at the same time. It's a charming little game.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's also on Steam.
Is it more charming than Nikki the Home Alone Golf Ball?
Yes.
Or like significantly more charming? Like how many, give me like levels of charm. Above Nikki, the Home Alone golf ball. Because I need to put things in perspective.
Seven.
Seven levels above?
Yeah, seven levels of charm above.
Okay, that sounds like a lot. I'm convinced. Because I know you like a wide gamut of games.
Mm-hmm. No, this is a actual, like, fully fleshed out game.
Cool.
The Nikki thing is more of a novelty type thing. This is a legit game.
Okay, good. All right, good. We'll keep an eye out for Piku Niku. Moving on to the Apple Orchard. Looks like someone's been playing some Apple games.
Yeah, both Wombat and I think checked out Butter Royale.
Yeah, I played a little bit of that.
I won my second game.
Congratulations.
I've played it like five rounds of it, I think. I've gotten first once and second three times.
Wow, you're like a pro.
What do you do in Butter Royale?
It's a twin-stick shooter battle royale game where you play as a cute, cuddly character. I'm usually a teddy bear. And you pick up silly weapons that shoot condiments. And you try to kill everybody on the screen. That's it.
Yeah.
How many people play in a game?
36?
32? I think it's 32.
So, somewhere between 32 and 36. Probably 32. And that's it. And if you when you win, it does have a season pass type thing. But
there's a season going on, yes.
Yeah. But since it's Apple Arcade, there's nothing to pay for. It's just there.
Right.
So you just get unlocks when you hit certain levels.
Yeah, it's a game. It's right. like you're playing a game without having to pay.
You don't have to pay for anything. You do earn credits that can be used in the store to unlock new skins. But again, you can't pay for those credits.
Right.
You can only get them by
This is the type of Battle Royale game I can get behind, where there's no economy other than I have own the game / I'm paying $5 a month for Apple Arcade and all the other games.
Yeah. So.
All right then.
It's surprisingly well done. I would say like it for like touchscreen controls, like it being minimal where you're just moving with one thumb and shooting with the other. It works well. Like they didn't try to overcomplicate matters.
Yeah, there's not much going on. To pick up a weapon, you stand in a circle.
You stand still.
Yeah. And then when the circle fills up, then you've got the weapon. And that's basically it. It's pretty straightforward. I'm not as good as Shipwreck, but really, is that surprising?
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, not many are.
Yeah.
By the way, while we're in the Apple Orchard, mm-hmm. Mrs. Cheapy is in the market for a new phone because she has an iPhone 7 and the battery is like flipping out.
Yep, they sell new ones.
It's very interesting though because she's like, I don't want anything bigger. And I looked up all the phones, you know, iPhone 7 is like pretty.
They're all big now.
Yeah, they're all big and they're all significantly heavier too.
I did the similar one. I was, what, a 6 a year ago?
And I know like, those ones look like, super tiny. Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the 7 is not one of those super tiny ones. It's still like significantly, you know, it's like a decent size. But when you look at the stats, like it's 4.86 ounces. And like all these other ones are like 6 ounces, 7 ounces, you know, or more.
It's like the size of a steak at Chili's.
Yeah. So like the only thing that's close to it is an iPhone 8. And then I guess after that, that's when they just blew out that form factor, but
she doesn't want an iPhone 8 though.
No, she doesn't. But I'd want her to get one because it's probably pretty cheap. Yay. Anyway, let's move on to I just thought that was interesting. Like if you're looking for like a smaller phone, mm-hmm. kind of fucked. Cagbag time at Onboard Games writes in and asks, what would it take all of you to be a guest on another podcast for an episode?
What podcast?
$69.
There are a lot of podcasts that I enjoy listening to that I would love to be a guest on, but no one's ever asked me. So
I think he's asking indirectly through this tweet.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get me on to Blank Check, I really want to be a guest on Blank Check. They record in New York, so, you know, spread the word. I want to be a guest.
So, yeah, so Inverse Genius, or Onboard Games, rather.
I don't want to be a guest on your podcast. That is the one podcast I want to be a guest on.
Yeah, yeah. So if you can make that happen for Wombat, what about if you can make that happen for Wombat, the Blank Check thing, he'll come on your podcast.
I would 100% come on your podcast if you get me onto that one.
And your face.
And your face. Yes, definitely.
Is the reason you don't want to be on his podcast just because you don't have enough time to do that?
Probably.
That's a valid thing. Like,
yes.
It's something like where people have asked me to be on different podcasts and everything. And
usually,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then I'm like, I'm already spending one night a week doing this.
Right.
Getting another night to do it with people that I don't like know as well is not going to like really that compelling to me or my family.
Yeah, Mrs. Shipwreck is waiting for you to work the farm, and not much is gonna get done. What did you call it?
and you know what? Nothing against Invil. I'll even give you a plug. His podcast, for those who don't know, is On Board Games, which is a board gaming podcast where he's done many episodes. I don't even know if I would be an appropriate guest on the board game podcast.
I don't do many board games.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to listen to me talk about 5 minute Marvel for 45 minutes.
I'll go on anybody's ping pong podcast.
Yeah, straight up. But you got a plug out of it. And yeah, you get me onto Blank Check and we'll talk.
Right. He's going to suck you off, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't even care what movie it is. I'll go on for any movie. I'd go on for Ricky and the Flash. But I think they recorded that one already in advance.
Do it again. It'll be better with Wombat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pretty much say yes to when people ask me to go on their podcast, unless I forget.
I haven't been asked to go on a podcast in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often either. Yeah. I mean, look, what are you going to say on their podcast that you don't say on your podcast?
Well, that's why I would want to go on a podcast that isn't, you know, like this format. Something would have to be like something specific.
Something targeted specifically to your interests.
Yeah, or something that's like a very specific topic that I could talk on. But yeah.
Or if they pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those things.
Yeah, that would be nice too, but that's fine.
That doesn't happen, I don't think. I don't think people pay.
I would be okay with not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Legacy writes in and asks, why did you guys choose Xbox over PlayStation this generation as your main system for all of your gaming? I already asked this in depth on Twitter. I finally just got on it. Only took 10 years. Oh, I guess he sent the question on Twitter too. I just like the controller better, and I like the, you know, and I guess when once the X came out, I pretty much stopped using my PlayStation Pro except to like play like Spider-Man and stuff like that.
It was sort of like this, especially with Game Pass, and we talked last week about the pass-through, which I had used for a long time, and when it would be like, oh, if I was watching TV but then wanted to play a game and it was just a matter of turning on the controller, it sort of, it was a lot easier. And then the next thing I knew with, like I said, between Game Pass and Games with Gold and everything else, when I had 500 games on the stupid Xbox, it just became then there you go. There's my ecosystem.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. It's just like the ecosystem. It's already there along with the controller. I don't know. There's something that's just easier about the interface to me than the PlayStation. I feel like when I turn on my PlayStation, it needs to update and it's not a friendly process.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. And that could just be because I don't use it as much. And so it always needs an update whenever I turn it on. But I don't have anything against it. I just always, if I'm going to sit down, I always reach for the Xbox controller.
And for me, it became, you know, the Xbox always got like the streaming apps sort of first, and they were better, at least in my imagination they were. So that became my streaming platform. So I don't have cable TV or anything. So that's
where
I would watch.
Well, you do. You just don't plug it in.
Okay.
You do.
Technically,
you don't
I have it. I just don't.
You pay for it. You just don't.
I mean,
you don't.
I only pay for it because it was cheaper to get it than
not
to get it.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I just did the math again. And it's still cheaper for me to keep cable than to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. The whole thing is ridiculous. But the point is, I don't even remember the point now. The point is, somehow, even though the PlayStation 4 like destroyed the Xbox sales-wise, all three of us, well, we bought both of them. I guess it didn't really matter. But we just used the Xbox more. At Railgun Games writes in and he says, topic, pre-orders on the Amico Founders Edition. That's the Intellivision console that's coming out later this year. Pre-orders on the limited edition wood grain have sold out. Total price is $299 and it comes with extras.
Well, when you only make 15 or something.
They made 2,600.
Yeah, what was that? That was something else.
They made 2,600 of it.
Oh, it was? That was them? That was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were joking.
All right, good for them.
No, I'm not joking. I put down the pre-order.
Good for you.
You were one of them? Oh, my God.
I was one of them.
On the wood ones?
Yes.
Shipwreck.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Someone's got to do it. I guess.
It looks, I got to admit.
It looks nice.
It doesn't look bad. It looks nice.
I've liked, they showed Night Stalkers, like the updated version of that they're making for it. And every game they've shown is kind of like hitting home with me. Is like, yes, right. I'm interested in this.
Meanwhile, this thing would look fucking ridiculous in my living room. Ridiculously good.
And yes, it is sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally sold out. This is like, you know, mid-century modern inspired. A little later than 50s. But
well, enjoy
this,
it.
This version also comes with a Tommy Tallarico autograph on it. And I'm almost like, can you just...
Can you put that on a piece of tape?
Yeah, we're good. We're good there. I have nothing against Tommy Tallarico. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, can you sign the bottom of it?
Oh, come on. Tommy. Can he sign it, like, in a mid-century modern format?
Right.
It does look cool. I mean,
good news is, Cheapy, that they are going to offer the wood grain again at some point.
Okay.
But it's, like, it's going to be... It's not going to be as good of a deal. No autograph.
Cheaper with no autograph? Damn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this thing has... It was $100 pre-order, which is fully refundable.
Uh-huh.
So...
I want to go on record here, by the way.
Yeah.
If you ever say a word again about the fact that I got Coke boxes for $50.
Just mention that wood grained.
I'm going to mention the wood grained Amico.
If you can even remember the name.
I have no problem with you getting those boxes.
Now.
I never had any problem with him getting those boxes.
Yeah, sure. Likely story.
I like to make silly jokes about it, but it's not like I have an issue.
This Amico thing, you need a TV for it, right? It doesn't play on those. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a own little console.
Oh, now you got to go out and buy a TV also.
Right. I thought, like, I don't know.
It doesn't come with a TV.
No. I forget I said anything.
TV not included. What consoles these days?
It came with like a $50 gift card to buy games as well. So I'm like, okay.
Right.
Yeah, all in on the Amico.
Enjoy it, man.
I've bought dumber things, I hope.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll run into Tommy at E3. He can sign your chest. So, hey, just sign my chest now, and then you don't have to sign my Amico later. How about that? Can we do that? All right.
He's got to sign 2,600 of those things. I think he'd be thrilled if I said, pass on that one.
You should send an email out. Do you really want me to sign your thing? Yes or no? I'll give you a $10 refund if I don't have to sign it.
Exactly. If I was in his position, absolutely. That'd be what I was doing. Like,
he's like, nobody's going to want these things. I'm not going to have to sign that many. Oh, no.
There's a lot of these like stupid consoles that come out. This one seems a little bit different to me in that it's not like an emulator type thing. It's not trying to like do something weird with retro games. It's its own, like, they're making little bite-sized games for it.
Right. Intellivision was one of the first consoles that I really got into. My neighbor had one, my friend's neighbor.
Right.
And it was pretty and he had like so many games. It was so awesome.
They nailed the look of this too. That was a like, okay, you got me on the wood grain and the gold look.
Right. It looks like my cell phone case. All right. Let's do one more CAGBAG question. I don't like any of these questions.
Okay, so let's...
Pick one, Wombat, or none. It's up to you. I don't want to feel like it's all my fault if we don't...
You already talked about so many of these things. No, we're good. That's the problem. We're good.
We're good. All right.
Yep.
Wombat's fault again.
Yep. Leave it on me.
Yep. Perfect. Well, let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, let's remind everybody to become a member today and get 50% off your first order with free shipping by going to feels.com/CAGcast. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Where?
On all your favorite platforms.
Okay.
And don't forget to tell your parents.
We're on Spotify.
Yep, we're on the Spotify. We're on the Apples. We're on we're on the other ones.
Googles.
The Googles. You got a Google phone. You could use it. We're on the Zoom.
Right.
Don't forget to dig the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Bread's done.
From Walt Disney Pictures.
This is my life savings.
Preston Waters has too many brothers and not enough money.
How could I save money if I don't have it?
But all that.
What about my bike?
That's just your dad. I don't know what to do with it.
Is about to change.
Blank check.
Yay! Now Preston's teaching his brothers that with a little money.
What's the shortest guy you ever dated?
You can buy a lot of respect.
Baby brother comes into his own.
Disney's Blank Check.
You want the cartons?
I don't drive yet.
Rated PG. Sneak preview February 5th and 6th.